here we go, from Shaw and Partners. Morning, mate.
Very good morning, Mike.
Come on. In a world of misery and uncertainty right now, what number do you want to start with? The 6 for butter, the 4 for cheddar, the 9 for skim milk? I mean, it's brilliant.
Come on in, dairy. Hey, so yeah, let's celebrate the good news. I was a bit worried about the auction this morning, Mike, because let's just say financial markets are under a bit of stress at the moment, and while demand signals have been pretty robust recently, I wasn't sure how this auction was going to play out. Well, I shouldn't have worried, should I? Because, as you say, another very strong outcome. So the price index, gold dairy trade price index, has lifted a further 5.7%. So this is quite a marked reversal, isn't it? Sort of 2025 bad, 2026 good. So we started with that crack of an auction on the 6th of January. Dairy really hasn't missed a beat since then. So just consider this, Mike. The Global Dairy Trade Index on the 16th of December was 1,008. It's now 1,271. That is a 26% rise since the low point before Christmas. And the hero of the hour, or of the year, continues to be skim milk powder. As you said, 9.1%. It's crazy. It's rallied 33% since mid-December. So it's almost parabolic. It looks more like a cryptocurrency than an agri product. So the whole milk powder up 4.5%, playing a great support role in the climb. Butter up another 6.1. Yet cheddar, 4. Mozzarella, almost 8. So what I would say, Mike, is while the whole world seems a bit as crazy as ever, all of our good friends in the milking sheds right now can take some comfort in healthy, very healthy commodity prices. And actually, just sort of waxing lyrical, think about the pillars of our economy. Two key pillars, tourism, dairy. Yep. They're both standing strong at the moment. We've got to enjoy that, don't
we? Right. And we're also building, which is good.
Well, we're getting consented. Stats New Zealand released the building consent data for January 26 yesterday. 36,944 homes consented in New Zealand in the 12 months to end of January. That is 9.3% higher if I look at the 12 months to the end of Jan 25. So looking quite a bit healthier. And carrying on the recent trend, the lift is in multi-unit homes, townhouses, flats, units. They're up 14%. Apartments, which are always very lumpy, up 26%. The only thing that's not doing as well, we're not consenting retirement homes. That fell 7.7%. Standalone home consents, they're still climbing, but up 5%, it's a slower rate of growth. January is a single month, it's almost 15% higher than January last year. That yearly number, Mike, close to 37,000, is the highest yearly number of consents since late 2023. And I think very significantly, Auckland is contributing very helpfully to the lift with consents up 13%. So nationally 9, Auckland up 13. So things are moving in the big smoke. This should, Mike, all things being equal, translates into a higher level of building activity as the year progresses.
Yeah.
Although I do continue my current call for a little bit of restraint in terms of the celebrations. It's a gradual lift. We're not heading back to the boom times, but the sector should see better times.
Right, the war. I note the defence stocks in Korea went through the roof yesterday, but the Americans have woken up and decided to take it a bit more seriously this morning, haven't they?
Yeah, so it seemed a bit weird yesterday because we sort of, you know, the US markets look surprisingly resilient, but the cold, hard truth of war has shaken that resilience, and global share markets have slumped. Although I would say things are moving quite quickly. It looks very different than it did when I got up an hour and a half ago to look at this thing because the US markets have lifted a bit. But energy prices might be taking a big hit. Brent crude sort of, it's been hovering between $82, $83. Now, just in a bit of context here, in 2024, it did hit $90. However, you convert this to New Zealand dollars, so to get it sort of to bring it back to us, at that stage, sort of, we were in the low 100s. Oh, sorry, in the late December, we were in the low 100s if I bring it back to New Zealand dollars. In New Zealand at the dollars at the moment, $142. So you're looking at 35, 40% higher.
Yeah.
So Kiwi dollar is weaker. Of course, we don't buy crude though, Mike. We buy refined products. So we're also dependent on supply actually getting to those refineries in Asia. Now, as a matter of interest, the US market is worried because US West Coast refineries are particularly sensitive to supply out of the Gulf. Now, as I said, share markets quite a bit lower. European markets got smacked pretty hard overnight. The big European index, we call it the Stoxx 50, the Euro Stoxx 50, fell 3.6%. The German index down 3.5%. US dollar is stronger, so Kiwi dollar weaker, 0.5883 against the US at the moment. Gold has come off. US interest rates are going up a bit. People are worried about inflation, but again, cool your jets on this one if you're sort of feeling it's cataclysmic. It's not.
No.
They're still within a recent range. I come back to what I said yesterday, Mike. We're playing this out on a day-to-day basis at the moment. The long-term impacts of this depends upon the duration. At the moment, 2 days is but a blip.
This is true. I saw the US mortgages in excess of 6%, so that's for 30 years. By the way, have you got other numbers for me? Did you do all that then, or you want to give us something else? What's gold?
Gold $9,000 yet? Why break a 10-year habit?
Yeah, look,
it's the Dow Jones, 48,233. It's down 680 points, so that's a 1.4% fall. S&P 500 is down 92 points. It was almost double this. It was over a 2% fall. It's now down 1.3% on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ down 1.5%, 349 points, 22,400 as I look at it. But overnight, the FTSE 100 lost over 3%, 328 points, 10,452. The Nikkei got smacked 1,778 points, 56,279, over 3%. Shanghai Composite down just under 1.5%, 4,122. The Aussies yesterday lost 1.3%, 9,077. We were relatively neutralish. We were down 0.25%, 13,620. Kiwi dollar 0.5883 against the US, 0.8377 Aussie, 0.5072 euro, 0.4415 pounds, 92.79 against the Japanese yen. Brent, as I said, is $82.88, and gold, $5,099.
Good on you, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.